back. Don't come any closer. I have a very dangerous weapon in my hands, and I really don't think you'll want me to use it. Just go back the way that you came. Hey, no, I'm warning you. If you come any closer, you'll probably be so terrified that your heart will explode. Okay, well, you asked for it. I'm sorry. Are you okay? Well, I did warn you not to come any closer. Let me have a look. Well, there's no liquid leaking from the site of impact, so I imagine you'll be just fine. This? I mean, yes, this is my dangerous weapon. I'd even say it's probably the most dangerous thing on this planet. However, I did not want to slaughter the first human I came into contact with. Well, me and my dear stick, as you call it, will not be parted easily. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have very important work to be getting on with. Nothing that you would understand, human. I call you human because you are human, are you not? Born of Earth, mortal, and inherently nosy. I am not human, and that's all you need to know. Now leave me. I need to find where a star has fallen. What? Crater? You know of what I speak? Oh, silly human. That one was my doing when I landed here. I am looking for another of the same. It will probably be a much larger crater. Scorched earth surrounding it, perhaps, and whatever the cause of it, it is my true love. My one and only. Oh, no, I've never met them before. Stars rarely get to meet the ones they're destined to love because, well, we have to stay put and keep our place in the sky. Anyway, shouldn't you be on your way somewhere? You're lost. Well, we are in the middle of nowhere, so I suppose that shouldn't surprise me. How did you come to be lost? How curious. You just awoke and started walking? But how did you know where to go? Is it a feeling that pulls you, like gravity? And it aches less the more you move towards where it wants you to go? I know how that feels, because it's what brought me here, too. I don't know what it means. Unless... Oh, but it couldn't be. I need to sit. Well, amongst stars, there is little to do other than to whisper to each other about legends and stories of the past. Long before your time on this earth, there was a tiny star in the sky that shone brighter than any other. Alina, she was in love, you see, and that makes the stars shine as bright as they are able. But it was complicated. Well, her true love was completely enamored by her, and he attempted to reach her. But when stars are so big, it's extremely dangerous to move. It's forbidden. We're like pillars for each other, and our gravities balance out, unless you're very small, like me. But this star was not small. And legend says they wiped out an entire cluster in their efforts to reach Alina. They were made mortal, banished to Earth as punishment. And of course, Alina had to watch them fall to Earth. She watched them struggle to live. And then she began to burn up from the despair of watching her true love die. Some stars claim that she burned hotter than the sun towards the end. She just couldn't bear it any longer, and she began falling. She certainly did. She hit Earth and she wiped out almost all living creatures in the process. She was no asteroid. Your kind have that wrong. No. She was most certainly a star, but who knows the condition she arrived in when she came to Earth. Yes. She did love them. So much. I believe that she loved more deeply than anyone ever will. But you must understand that this is something that seldom happens. Leaving one's cluster, I mean. Only the rarest instances of true love are enough to allow it. And now you tell me that you feel the same pulling in your heart as I do in mine. It makes me wonder. I wonder if it's you that my heart belongs to. I'm not sure that we can know. Stars emit their love from within. And that's how they show their love for one another. They shine together, but you are a human, and I can never shine with you. How else can you show that you love someone? But I don't need to be taken care of, and I don't need kind words. I'm a star. We live mainly in solitude, and what are you doing? How can I trust you when I've only just met you? Yes, I trust you. Lay down. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. what love feels like for humans. It's breathtaking. I can feel your warmth and your beating heart. And my beating heart too. Yeah. I'm only gonna get brighter.